Welcome everyone, Nate from UseAlytics here, and today we have a very special guest with us. In light of GAD Day, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, coming up here very soon on May 15th, we are partnering with Perficient to just bring on some different people with different expertise in the accessibility space. And today we have Arun Ramakrishnan, who is on the Perficient team. Just a quick introduction of Arun, 15 years of experience, 8 years with the Perficient team, currently serving as a lead consultant for the Global Quality and Compliance team. Arun was born with profound hearing loss, but doesn't let that hold him back. As you can see, again, with lots of experience in the business space. So Arun, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Nate. It is a pleasure to know you, and thank you for your warm welcome. My name is Arun. I am from Chennai, India. I have close to 15 plus years of working experience, including 8 years in Perficient. At Perficient, I currently serve as a lead consultant within the quality and compliance team. In short, I like to think of my job as helping teams stay on track and make sure we are always improving and doing things the right way. I don't have much experience advocating for accessibility yet. I'm still on the learning curve. First, I'm thankful to have the support of my family and friends throughout my life. Their emotional qualities help me feel included. My awareness of accessibility really began when I started to face certain needs personally. That shift in mindset has stayed with me, and I hope to contribute more to accessibility in future. Everyone faces challenges in their own way. Some are fortunate to have access to the right environment, tools, or supportive people around them. But in some workplaces, there can still be a lack of a positive atmosphere for people with hearing impairment or any disability. Sometimes leaders or team members may hesitate or unintentionally exclude hearing impaired people from any opportunity or any major task. This often is not due to bad intentions. It can be due to communication barriers, unconscious bias, or simply a lack of awareness. For example, someone might think, how can a deaf person do a sales job if they can't speak? But communication in sales is not about speaking. It's about building trust, understanding needs, solving problems, and so on. Actually, I feel it is not the case of discrimination. It is their different perspective towards the people with hearing impairment. They are unable to fully recognize the potential of people with disabilities. In reality, the people with disabilities have only a slight physical difference, but they also possess incredibly sharp minds. They can be more than capable, but they just don't always get the chance to show it. In my view, and from personal experience, this can hold back career growth and impact mental well-being. That is the biggest challenge.
And certainly a challenge it is. And again, it's quite inspirational to see you kind of pushing through those. I totally understand, it can be difficult, right, to really put yourself in that person's shoes. Even having someone like you on today, right, just kind of hearing from you some of the challenges that you face and people, other people with disabilities face, I think it allows other people to understand and have a little bit more empathy as we all kind of work together. So Arun, one of the things that I would love to hear from you on, right, is what are some of the ways that workplace culture, tools and communication systems can either support or fail people with disabilities, right? I think this will be an important question to help others in the workplace know how we can best support. So if you could help us with that and maybe elaborate with any examples that you have.
A supportive workplace culture is very important, not only for disability, but for all the employees. All leaders have to treat the person with disability in the same way as other team members. A strong corporate culture is essential to make every person feel valued, motivated, and aligned with goals. It is the management's role to find a way to remove any barriers and make the workplace fully accessible. Accessibility means giving people not just the opportunity to enter space, but also the right tools once they're in it. In the early career times, I had to rely heavily on team members to help me keep up during meetings. Then a few years ago, I found out about a live transcription app called Transcribe. I installed it on my own phone and started using it in both virtual and physical meetings. It made a huge difference. It allowed me to follow conversations more independently and reduced my reliance on others. That small tool empowered me in a big way. Similarly, there are many small tools out there that can empower everyone in many ways. whether it's a screen reader, text magnifier, or speech-to-text software. But often there is a lack of awareness about these simple yet powerful solutions. All companies need to identify these gaps and come up with solutions that can make a big difference in creating a truly inclusive workplace.
Yeah, so exciting. I think there's, I love that you mentioned that tool Transcribe again, and just other kind of great tools out there like screen readers, text magnifiers, right? So I think that I'm really excited for the future and, you know, where AI comes into play. And again, just being more assistive, helping that communication happen a little faster and giving more opportunities to people that have disabilities. Wondering, you know, right, so we've kind of talked about workplace culture, now maybe more on like an individual level, right? How can team members, colleagues, even leaders, managers, how can they better collaborate with colleagues who have hearing impairments, right? Something that you've personally dealt with. What are some of the ways that we can ensure just effective communication? And again, if you have examples of, you know, things that have happened in your workplace, great, but maybe just in general, what are some of the ways that, other colleagues can best communicate with those with hearing impairments?
Team members, colleagues, and leaders can make a big difference in creating an inclusive environment for people with hearing impairment through small but intentional actions. Many people with hearing impairment rely on lip reading, so it is important for the team members and leaders to have emotional qualities like speaking clearly, maintaining eye contact, and avoiding covering their mouths. They should speak with positive intentions, making sure the person never feels embarrassed or left out. Being mindful of pacing should be there. They need to give the person time to process and respond either in two-way conversation or any group discussion instead of rushing through discussions. Effective communication is about patience and mutual respect for the person with different needs.
So good. I think that's something I can certainly work on as well. I'm usually someone who likes to talk fast and go quick. So I think that's a great reminder just to slow down, right? Make sure you're enunciating, allow that other person. And I think that that's even helpful for people who even don't have hearing disabilities. So I think it's a good thing for everyone just to take a chance to slow down and really participate, be active, be present in any kind of communication that we have. So Arun, maybe we have some, maybe leaders, maybe managers out there who are watching, listening in, and maybe they're wondering how can they create, foster a culture of accessibility within their teams or companies. Best to hear from someone like yourself. I'm really interested to see what you think I hear about kind of leadership, management, where that plays a role.
Leaders and management play a crucial role in shaping and fostering the workplace culture. There's often debate about whether culture grows from the top-down approach or bottom-up approaches. But in reality, both are important. Accessibility shouldn't just be treated as a technical requirement or something to tick off a checklist. Say a company reserves a percentage of job vacancies for people with disabilities to meet the legal obligations or something. But it is not how it works. It is like giving someone a beautiful wrapped gift, but leaving it empty inside. While empathy is helpful, it's not enough. What really matters is developing a culture where inclusion happens naturally, not as an obligation, but as a habit of how we view accessibility. That's when real change begins. Speaking from my experience, women in leadership roles can have a profound impact on workplace culture. One of the reasons is their strong maternal instincts. It often translates into leadership qualities like empathy, patience, and a nurturing approach. I have been very fortunate to be mentored under the leadership of several incredible women in my professional journey. They have nurtured my career growth with lots of small and big opportunities. Just like Lisa, who was very kind to give me the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Lisa.
And I can say from experience, I have dealt with Lisa. She is amazing as well. So it's great to see that there are those who, you know, are stepping up and again, kind of giving these, giving some visibility and kind of, I would say, like propping up, different people with disabilities. So, shout out Lisa. And great to see that, you know, not only that you were given the opportunity, but that you, Arun, took the opportunity yourself, right? Because it's easy to have an opportunity and say, hey, I'm not ready for this, or I don't really feel comfortable, but really kind of stepping out on a ledge and putting yourself out there. Again, love to see that. I know I'm kind of peppering you with a lot of questions, so I appreciate you sticking with me. I just want to know maybe what are some small yet impactful actions that leaders can take to significantly improve accessibility in the workplace. So we kind of know about like, just overall inclusion, opportunity, but maybe kind of some of the smaller impactful things, if you could speak to that, would be amazing.
Accessibility isn't about offering sympathy. It is about doing what is right and doing it for everyone. It should be a natural part of the workplace culture, something clearly visible and felt at every level. Let me share a few stories. When Microsoft Teams introduced live captions, global leaders were kind enough to speak clearly and wait patiently while I replied through the chat. That made a big difference. It helped me feel truly included and respected in the workplace. I still remember the day I was discussing some internal matters with my first manager at Perficient. He encouraged me to think beyond our team and come up with ideas that could benefit the entire company and then take ownership of it. He didn't focus on my disability at all. He simply trusted my abilities and treated me like anyone else. Recently, during an office internal cricket sport tournament, I became part of a random team. I expected to face challenges within the team because they are new to me. They were unaware of my hearing problem. There is a language barrier also. I speak English only, while the team may be comfortable with native language. But the team went out of their way to include me. They spoke in English during team discussions for my sake and even interpreted things for me when needed. And the most touching part is that they even asked me to be the team captain. That's where small actions and efforts matter. Accessibility starts with understanding. When everyone needs to make slight efforts, everyone will benefit together.
Yeah, what I think is so cool about that is the team set up something outside of work, right? So, everyone on the team kind of getting away from the day-to-day grind, being able to, maybe participate in some kind of sports activity like cricket here, right? And just to kind of allow everyone to connect naturally. So I think that's so cool, not forced at all, right? Arun, team captain, hopefully you guys won that day. But even if not, I think that overall a big win for the team. I want to move the discussion, if it's okay, to a little bit of the digital side. And again, for those listening, thinking, how can my company, better support my employees with disabilities from the digital front? Would love your perspective on that as well.
Digital accessibility should be viewed as a strategic investment for employment engagement and retention, not an expenditure. It gives the company good brand value and reputation. Companies often aim to hire the best talent and skills. There's no point in hiring a top chef if there's no kitchen or any kitchen set. Without the right tools, their potential stays locked away. For example, when you hire any Python developer, the tools are usually already in place. But if you need to hire a developer who has partial or full blindness, they require assistive tools like a braille or screen reader. If they are not available, the IT team then has to scramble to set things up. There will be compliance, security checks, and all that. It may cause delays and confusion. That person ends up waiting on the bench for days, sometimes longer. It not only impacts delivery or productivity, but also opportunity costs of talents in future. By normalizing these tools, the stigma can be avoided. Instead of being seen as special attention, they can be just part of normalcy. This shift in mindset can make a big impact. It builds inclusion without calling attention to differences.
Yeah, I love what you said there about just kind of instead of special attention, right, make it something that's just normal. And I think kind of the first step is really just to start doing it, right? Because initially may feel uncomfortable for some people, may feel like, again, maybe a little bit of special attention. But the more that just becomes a part of the normal process, then it just get normalized for everyone. So I love that. I love to hear that that's kind of already being done, at least in your workspace. So shout out to the Perficient team on that. Arun, what are some actions that management should be taking to make digital workspaces more inclusive?
First of all, companies need to establish consistent practices and procedures for accessible systems in their infrastructure to ensure the digital workplace is accessible to everyone. It is not about creating separate rules or special exceptions for people with disabilities. That approach may unintentionally create a sense of discrimination. The real goal is to design systems that are accessible by default, so everyone benefits equally. For instance, features like live captioning in Microsoft Teams don't only help people with hearing impairment, but also for people in noisy environments. or even when someone has a strong accent that may be hard to follow, they can also be valuable for everyone by serving as a way to record meeting notes or capture key points. Screen reader tools can also assist others by allowing them to multitask or consume content hands-free. All these tools have benefits. The more people use and understand them, the more normalized they become. Companies should proactively build accessible systems into their infrastructure so that when any person with or without any disability joins, everything should be ready from day one. There should be no confusion or delays. They should have seamless access to the digital tools they need, just like anyone else. Inclusion in the digital workplace should be seen as a responsibility, not a sympathetic favor.
Yeah, so good, Arun. You know, you've mentioned a couple of times things like live captioning and Microsoft Teams. I love how that is, again, not something just for people with disabilities, right? Maybe someone's in a loud area, right? Strong accents, right? So kind of that just overall live captioning, I think, is a good call out there. I'm wondering maybe if there are any other digital tools or platforms that you found are kind of our most helpful, most accessible in your work personally. So, you know, any tools, again, I think this is just helpful for to get the name of those tools out there. Again, maybe start to just normalize them in the general workspace. So, you know, what digital tools or platforms have you found most accessible and helpful in your work?
There are a few digital tools that have really made a difference in my work. One is Microsoft Teams for its live captioning feature. Another tool I've relied on is a mobile app called Transcribe. It converts speech to text and has been incredibly useful during in-person meetings or conferences where captions aren't available. For learning and upskilling, platforms like Udemy and YouTube have become much more accessible over time. The availability of captions has allowed me to engage with content I couldn't access before. These tools have really helped bridge the communication gap and kept me connected and productive.
Yeah, I'd love to hear those tools that are really leading the way in terms of, you know, digital accessibility in the workplace. What about some digital tools or technologies that you wish were maybe more inclusive, could be doing better in this area?
Now that we're stepping into the era of artificial intelligence, the future looks promising. Technology is evolving rapidly, and soon, inclusive tools will be seamlessly integrated into our everyday lives. For example, smart glasses with real-time live captions and screen readers already exist on the shelves. Innovations like these are just the beginning, and they hold the power to break down many barriers like never before.
Yeah, so cool, so exciting. So many cool technologies coming out of, you know, the artificial intelligence AI space. I do agree. I could totally see how smart glasses could kind of really make it very easy to have these, you know, these different digital accessibility tools just fit a lot easier and more present. So very excited about that and kind of how that. The other thing I think is a good note about that is a lot of those tools that are available now are either quite expensive or maybe not mass produced enough. So I think in the future, as we see like the cost of those come down, as again, they're just, you know, manufactured at a higher volume, I think very exciting for everyone. What can our listeners do to contribute, right? Because again, there's likely people listening now who are like so empowered by your message, your story, right? And they're wondering, you know, what can they do to contribute to a more accessible and inclusive digital world?
It is not very complex. Let it be very simple. Start with awareness. Accessibility isn't always about big changes. It's often the small and intentional actions from your pure heart. We all are human beings. They have the same emotional feelings as everyone else. Be open to learning, ask questions, seek feedback, and include them in everyday conversations. When you support them, they will support you even more. Inclusion doesn't require perfection. It requires consistency, empathy, and the mindset that accessibility benefits everyone, not just a few or special people. The more we treat accessibility as a shared responsibility, the closer we get to building a digital workplace that truly works for all.
Well, Arun, again, just so impactful to hear your story, get your thoughts. Again, I think moments and conversations like this are a great place to start. And unfortunately, not enough workplaces have started that journey of accessibility yet. But, you know, as we get more, governance clarity and more push from, federal regulations across the globe, right? Hopefully that will kind of stir the pot and get people moving more towards digital inclusion, digital accessibility. And again, just having you here today to share your story, give us a little bit of insight and, your daily life and the different tools that you work with, I think is so important. And so I can't wait for everyone to hear this conversation and share this out. We're going to, link the Proficient team, obviously, link yourself as well, so that people can find you and maybe start up a conversation on, hey, what are some of the things that we can start doing in our workplace? Any final words from you that you want to kind of share with, share with the audience here today before we jump?
I would like to tell that, let it be anyone in the world, there will be challenges in life. Sometimes you may be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Some people may or may not help, and that is okay. The key is your own attitude. Believe in yourself, stay positive, and don't let setbacks define you. Keep moving forward without losing heart or disappointment. The more independent and self-driven you become, the stronger you'll feel, and you'll be surprised at what you can achieve. Thank you very much for lending your patient ear.
Anytime, Arun. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, just being willing to share, being willing to kind of take this opportunity and share your story. I hope that it's impactful for yourself, for the team, and for the larger audience that listens in. Again, Arun, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll be chatting very soon. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thanks, everyone.
Analytics tells you what. Userlytics tells you why.